Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes here on the High Plains, checking agricultural news after this.
Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Join us today, Heather Buckmash with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, let's talk about the latest on consumer market research.
Absolutely, Ron. Insights from our consumer market research funded by the Beef Checkoff shed light on consumer behavior around today's environment. Despite the economic challenges, the percentage of consumers eating beef at least weekly held steady at 70% in 2023. The research also shows 65% of consumers plan to maintain their level of beef consumption, while 14% plan to eat more. This is good news for beef and is not surprising, since overall satisfaction scores of steaks and ground beef were above 90% in 2023, which is excellent. However, despite these promising insights, consumer purchasing data shows a decline in volume sold. This tells us that people want to eat beef, but when the rubber meets the road, they may be influenced by the challenging economic environment. So part of our efforts in 2024 will focus on showing them how to keep beef on the menu for their families.
Thanks, Heather. To learn more about the Beef Checkoff, you can go to drivingdemandforbeef.com. It was a busy week for our own Casey Shepard up in our nation's capital at the National Farm Broadcaster's annual Washington Watch fly-in. A lot of folks were talking about a potential 2024 farm bill, including a couple of the principals, G.T. Thompson of Pennsylvania, Senator Debbie Stabenow of Michigan. They're the chairman of the House and Senate Agriculture Committees, respectively. And G.T. Thompson telling farm broadcasters that he wants to work with Senator Stabenow and all, get this thing done and across the finish line.
You know, my goal is to do this as a team, and that's a bicameral team. And so, obviously communications with both Senator Stabenow and Senator Bozeman are really important. That's why, sharing the principled overview principles, which is what we released, gives some indication, strong indication of where we're going with these 12 different titles. That's out there. That's public. More detail will be to follow. But I want to do this as a team, and I'm hopeful this, what we're sharing now, and our conversations will be helpful for the Senate with what they're with the direction they're going to go. I don't think they're going to see anything. I can't imagine anything that's going to be objectionable. Who's going to object to improving our resources for trade? Right? And we're going to double trade. I don't know if we put that much detail into what we released, but I'm going to be real clear with you. That's what I heard from the American farmer, and that's what we're going to do. FMB and Foreign Market Development and Market Access Program, we're going to double it.
Farm bill markup by G.T. Thompson and the House Ag Committee being planned for the 23rd of May. That's your latest Farm and Ranch News. I'm Ron Hayes.